Testing. Blah, 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 blah. Ready, set, go.
It's time for the Coach Amy and Coach Liz Show.
A podcast for endurance athletes by two athletes, two coaches, and a physical therapist.
We are your hosts, Coach Amy
and Coach Liz,
coming to you from
Kansas City.
Hello, peeps. We're back for another episode. This one is going to be about the big toe and its role in running, because you asked me that.
I did.
Why did you ask me that?
Well, one, because I've had problems with my big toe, so it's completely selfish. And the more I learn about the way our feet move, the more obsessed I become. And in the past 18 months, I've been spending a lot of time on people's ankles and, like, through their ankles and the tops of their feet and their big toe during massage. And people's ankles are disastrous. And it makes me wonder how that affects how they roll through their big toe, because I feel like the ankle is the forgotten joint sometimes.
Ooh. Okay, so I'm prepared to talk about the big toe. But the ankle is a forgotten joint, and
another podcast.
Yeah, let's come back to the ankle.
But you know, I did a mentorship with Brett Sutton, who's just a well-known coach. And I remember him talking about horses, because he came from a horse racing background, among other things, which is interesting. Ooh. And he talked about how the shoes that they put on horses and how they would never change, if they needed to make a change, how very gradual it was, but really they didn't ever change. And he was comparing that to how, and that's because your foot learns to move in a certain way and you want to support that and you wouldn't just change it. And it just made me really understand the importance of our feet and how the rest of our body moves, and mm-hmm. our shoes, but our feet mostly. So
yeah, because our foot is the only, and when we're running, it's our contact with the ground. It's our only connection with the earth.
Yeah.
So,
but it changes. I mean, it goes all the way up to your hip and then your low back and then your shoulders. I mean, it's,
yeah, we're going to talk about that. So, you are currently, let's update folks on your progression from your foot fracture.
Oh, I feel like my foot's doing great. I'm doing PT with you. It's doing great. But it was, and you also helped me with my other foot. Several years ago, my left toe is starting to develop a bunion. And so I've been doing exercises for years for that from you. But that's when I really started to understand why, like, you know, and how it affects my hip, because a lot of the stuff I do is exercises for my hip.
Yep.
And how that affects the way my foot's running through, and it affected, like, I mean, I think I'd been dealing with it for years, and I can still feel it on the bike, and I think it's affected the power. Like, basically, I think my whole left side had kind of shut down, and I think it was stemming from my toe.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is, and you learned that.
I did. I've been working on it for 2 years.
Okay. So let's talk about it. So, I don't know where I heard this. I think it was one of my kids referred to the big toe as the thumb toe, which was hilarious.
Aww.
But I was like, oh, it does look like a thumb. And it is like the first digit on your hands and your toes, on your feet. But there's two things we're going to talk about regarding the big toe. And that is, there's the mobility of the toe, and then there's the strength of the toe. But I don't want you to think about, like, oh my gosh, toe biceps, you know, toe curls. It's not really that. It's more about its activation. I mean, it has to have some strength to it, but it's more about activating it is where we really work on that with physical therapy and running. So let's talk about the mobility of the toe. So if the big toe needs to be able to move really well, and a lot of people will have issues with that toe not moving really well. And what happens is, when we don't have movement there, we will compensate for that in some way. So in order to push off, if the mobility of the toe isn't there as you roll forward, you're going to compensate somehow. Usually what you're going to do is you're going to roll off to the outside of the foot, and you'll have some ankle issues, some straining of the calf muscles on the outside of your leg, and then up into the knee and up into the hip and up into the back. So because you're modifying for the fact that you don't have the mobility in the big toe to roll forward during the push off, you know, when you're pushing off.
So instead of rolling through that big toe, you maybe roll out to the side of your foot or do something, and
yeah,
then that goes
so you're
all
going
the way
out like into the pinky side,
okay,
of your foot.
And then that goes
and
all
you know
the way
and
up.
It could cause stress fractures in that outside of that foot too, on the outside edge of it also. So there's some issues that can occur. And you know, we'll talk about too, how during that push off phase, if you don't have the big toe engaging, that'll be the next thing we talk about. It's an issue. So, but we have to have mobility in that big toe. So that's one of the first things I'll check when people come in with either issues or pain or whatever, or injuries, but also maybe for a run development session, it's like, or a run evaluation. It's like, okay, let's check out the big toe. How's that moving? Oh, okay. It's great. It's free. It's good. Move on to the next thing. But when it's not, then we have to address that, because no matter how much we activate the big toe, it's not moving, if it can't move, we got to address that first. Now, there are some people who have issues with arthritis or gout, or they have a condition called hallux rigidus, which is where it's just stuck, and we're not going to be able to move it because there's maybe some changes in the bone there. And in that case, then we start to have some footwear changes. So we might gravitate towards a running shoe. And we've talked about this in our running shoe episodes in the past, that maybe have more of that, how do I demonstrate? It's more like the keel of a boat, where we have that, where we can roll forward. It helps us roll forward a little bit better, mm-hmm, through the push-off phase. So it just assists us in rolling forward. So that can be helpful. And then as well as sometimes you think, oh, well, I should have a softer, cushier shoe for this because it'll make my toe feel better, you know, when I'm pushing off if I don't have motion in it. And that's actually, it's opposite a little bit. You actually want something a little more rigid. So something that's a little bit more rigid or stiff, but then has that assistance to roll forward. So, and maybe we'll put a drawing or a picture in the show notes of a shoe that actually has that, so you guys can get an idea of what that looks like. Okay, so then let's say we have great mobility in the toe, then it's time to realize that we need to activate that big toe. And when is it working during the gait? So there's a muscle called the flexor hallucis longus, FHL for short. That's how we use FHL for short. But it's a muscle that's actually deep in the calf. So it starts up high up in the lower leg. Deep, deep, deep underneath, you guys know your gastrocs and your soleus. It's deep underneath there, and it runs down the leg, crosses over to the inside of the foot, to the bottom of the foot, to the big toe. So that's the muscle that we're really wanting to activate. And when it becomes critical to activate that is during what we call mid-stance. So after your foot, you know, whether you heel strike or you are a mid-striker, even a forefoot striker, it's during that part of the phase of the gait when your hips are over the top of the foot, okay? And then, and it is activated during that time through the push-off.
So if it's this, so if it's the flexor, that means that it's helping the toe, like, is it helping the toe, like, kind of think about grabbing the floor or the
it's pushing down,
bit, pushing
into
down,
the
kind
floor,
of,
yes, but it's not clawing and
not
curling.
Clawing, but it has to engage.
Yes.
So it's like helping you roll through, and is it stabilizing as you're
yes,
what it's doing? So it's so that muscle, well, as you roll through that big toe, the muscle you're talking about is helping stabilize that big toe by engaging with the ground.
Yes,
it's flexing that toe into the ground. Is that correct?
Yes, it's pushing down into the ground. And so what I would like to do, like if you were standing here and I tried to lift your big toe,
yeah,
I wouldn't be able to lift it if you were engaging that.
Okay.
Okay, so and there's several things that muscle is doing that it's, yes, it's flexion of the big toe, but I don't want you guys to worry about that. Just make sure it's not curling, because people,
right,
will get really confused and then they'll start to curl it where the knuckle starts to come up.
Okay.
But the big toe lays nice and flat against the ground,
yeah,
and is just pushing straight down into the ground.
Yeah.
And if you put your fingers underneath the arch of your foot when you're doing that motion,
yeah,
you will feel that get taut and tense.
Yes.
And that is super important because there's three things that the big toe is doing for us, that FHL is doing for us. Okay, it helps maintain the arch. So that's why you feel that arch get nice and tense and taut. And part of its role when it's maintaining that arch is to control pronation. Now, that's a word a lot of runners think they know. They don't maybe not quite know. They just know they shouldn't pronate too much. And some people think they shouldn't pronate at all because it's like, oh, it's bad, you know. And it's not bad. It's really important that your foot pronates during the gait cycle. But it needs to be controlled during the gait cycle. So
explain what pronation is.
Yes. People. So pronation is when you are landing, your foot is going to come down a little bit. It's the part of the gait cycle when you are like absorbing shock. Okay. You're absorbing the shock of the ground.
So would people think about that? Like the foot's rolling in?
It's rolling in, but it's not over rolling.
I hate to use that, but I'm just trying to give them a visual of what direction the foot's learning when you talk about pronating.
Yeah. And we're wanting to control that motion. So it's not something like, you know, when you're talking about swimming stuff, because we recorded an episode this morning about swimming. It's not that I need to train people to pronate because it's a natural motion. There are some people who have a really, really stiff midfoot, and this is another issue, or it's called a cavus foot or like high arches. Yeah. Okay. And some people think they have high arches and they don't. So it's really good to not go to the shoe store and have someone tell you what's going on. Yeah. I'm sorry. But if you're wondering about it, have a good evaluation with the physical therapist who can tell you.
Yeah.
But anyways, so now I digress. Where was I?
You were talking about the three things that the FHL does. So
well, and the pronation of the foot is an important part. And so some people who have like that more rigid foot, they don't actually go through pronation, and that's a whole other set of problems. But pronation is normal. We should have some of it. It has a function. It has a purpose because it loads some of those structures on the bottom of the foot to prepare us for the push-off. So it's important, but we want to have control over it. There's some people who land pronated, stay pronated, and never come out of it. There's people who over pronate. So there's all these, there can be issues around it, and it is a thing. But what does the FHL, what is the big toe's role in that? Is it helps us maintain that arch and helps us control that pronation. Okay. So there's that part of the gait cycle that it works. But then it also works with the plantar fascia. And most runners are familiar with that plantar fascia. That's that aponeurosis, that ligamentous structure on the bottom of the foot that helps maintain our arch. It acts as a pulley system with our flexor hallucis longus, so that big toe muscle that we're talking about, to maintain the arch and then provide a rigid lever. So when do we want the rigid lever? Not when we're, you know, not when we're landing, but again, through that sort of mid stance or midpoint of the foot being on the ground to the point where we start to transition to the push off. That's when we want that pulley system to grab, to have good support, and provide a rigid lever for when we push off.
Okay. I'm just going to recap that in like normal people words. I'm like, wake up out there.
Okay, which word?
I mean, it was great, but I feel like just to recap, you've got the big toe. You're talking about the muscle, the flexor hallucis
longus, or FHL.
FHL that starts in the calf and runs down and connects to the big toe.
Bottom
of the big toe. Yep. Doing its three main things. One, it helps flex that big toe, or helps it sort of stabilize as you're rolling through your foot. Correct?
Well, we've only talked about two of the things right now. So we've talked about it controlling the pronation.
Okay, but you also said it helped flex the big toe.
Yes. That's its main function.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
As I said.
Okay, then I'm going to say it does four things.
Okay, that's fine. But there was a lot of mumbo in there. And so I
there
just,
is.
So it's helping keep that, it's helping with the big toe specifically, right? To kind of help stabilize it as you run through. Is that correct?
Yes. It's helping to maintain the arch to control.
Well, that's my next thing. Then it helps with the arch.
Yeah.
And then it's also helping in working with the plantar fascia. And you said most people are familiar with that. I think most people are familiar with that because they know about plantar fasciitis as the terrible thing runners don't want to get. They may not actually know that it is a large, like thick band that's on the bottom of the foot. And so it's this band that's also working with that FHL muscle.
Yeah,
right,
it has a very important function for your propulsion when you push off.
Okay, and it's helping maintain the structure of the foot and to help create the sort of recall and all of that stuff as the foot moves through.
It's like it's providing that rigid lever.
Okay.
So, yes. Now, yes. So, yes.
Okay, so just making sure that that's clear for people who are listening.
Okay. Then the third thing that the big toe is doing for us is it provides stability of the foot the whole foot so that your glutes have a stable base to push you forward, because it's not our ankle and our foot that is propelling us forward, right? The flexor hallucis longus, the plantar fasciitis, that phase during the gait at push off when we have this rigid lever, it's not, those muscles aren't lifting us up. It's giving us a stable support so that we can drive forward with our glutes.
And so let's just stop for a moment and appreciate the magnitude of that statement. Because your big toe.
And this is what you learned 2 years ago.
I did. Yeah, your big toe.
Yeah.
Is what is working with your glutes so that everything in your run, like stride,
right,
is working. Like you're, yeah, it's hinging on the big toe.
Yeah.
Who would think that little guy?
If you had this sloppy, wiggly foot, right? The muscles, whether we call them proximal muscles or those muscles at the hip that are trying to drive you forward, don't have a stable base. It's as if you are trying to walk on water. It's just like you don't have anything to push down onto. If there's a disruption there. There's a lot of other things too, a very important part of the run.
I mean, a very critical, like you need two things for a base of support. And if it's the big toe and the hips, like that big toe, I mean, that's, are you hearing this, people?
The big toe is important.
I just want to scream at the top of a building, your big toe really matters, everybody.
I remember when I told you this and you learned it and you were like, oh my God. It was like, I swear, there was a little light bulb that it was like, a cartoon where the light bulb went off.
Absolutely.
Over your head.
Because it affects my bike it affects my run. And I'm just like, I feel like I had lost 50% of my body. I'm like, what would have happened if I
Well, just think how much power you're able to generate. And it's the sad thing is sometimes is that people will go in with issues, whether it's run gait or the gut injuries or for whatever reason. And if that isn't looked at, if it's not, you know, like, you know, this, you're working with this person and they didn't, no one looked at their toes or their feet in the process. It's really sad because then what they've been doing is just strengthening their glute till kingdom come. And it's not what the problem is.
Well,
it's not where the problem
lies.
So finding where the problem lies is so important.
Many years ago, and there was a guy that came in and no one had been able to figure out why. He was a tennis player, why his shoulder had been bothering him. And it ended up being because as he swung through and rotated, his big toe wasn't working. And so his shoulder was the thing that was ended up compensating, but it was coming from his big toe.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, that's right.
Yep. And golfers, same thing. I mean,
it really matters.
We're talking about running specifically here, but it with anything that your foot is on the ground when you're trying to use your body to do something, the power cannot be generated from there if we don't have that stable. So the foot is super important.
I mean, I feel like our big toe deserves like a special flag or something.
Well, let's talk about big toe problems.
Okay.
Because, you know, there's a couple of things that people will come in to me, you know, with injuries too. So there's arthritis and gout falls under that. So some people know what gout is, but basically you're having pain there and that impacts your ability to use the big toe. Hallux rigidus, which I referred to already, that's that rigid toe that just isn't moving for whatever reason. It's not something that's, sometimes it is like soft tissue and we can work that out. And sometimes it's the joint and we're not going to change it very much. And then sesamoiditis, I've seen this more often than you think. And people are going to go, what the heck is that? But basically, there's some tendons that go to some little tiny bones on the bottom of your foot there. And those can become inflamed. And that affects how you can use your big toe because it causes pain when you have it. So basically, it's an inflammation of some tendons on the bottom of the, near the big toe. And then here's one that might be a shocker to you, because people with sciatica, so we can be talking about like that sort of glute pain, that piriformis syndrome. It's the, when sciatica gets bad enough, symptoms start to go down the leg, the back of the thigh, into the calf, all the way to the big toe. Mm. And the reason that is that there's a branch, the nerves that go to that FHL, flexor hallucis longus, stem from a branch of the sciatic nerve. When the sciatic nerve gets really, really cranky, it can go all the way down to the big toe. It can cause pain, numbness, tingling of that big toe, or inhibition of the big toe. Mm. So it's, again, if we're not, yeah, so that's where we're going back up to the glute and working out, like, let's fix that sciatic nerve. So that's just one that people don't always think about. okay, So if we have a bad big toe, bad big toe, for whatever reason, if it's, you know, we don't have the mobility, we don't have the activation, or we actually have an injury, there's some other injuries that can occur because that big toe is not working or activating or mobile enough, or we don't have the appropriate insole or shoe for whatever issue we have with the big toe. So some things that will crop up is the plantar fasciitis that we've been talking about. Plantar fasciitis, shin splints, which sometimes that is actually, you know, actually the tibia bone itself that's being irritated, stress fracture, or the there's a muscle called the posterior tibialis muscle. And again, when we're talking about not controlling that pronation of that foot, so that normal inward movement, if we're not controlling that, that's where that issue can come up, shin splints or posterior tibialis tendonitis. And then knee and back pain. So it can all be stemming from the big toe. And it also goes all the way back down too. So there's things, issues at the, you know, hip and back and knee that can affect the big toe. But we're talking today about the big toe. So those are some kind of things to look out for. But basically, how are we going to learn to activate the big toe? And the first place that we start is standing. Or you could even sit and press down into the ground and try to lift your big toe if you're at, and feel that arch that we talked about. I love to do exercises where people are working gradually into a single leg stance and pressing that big toe to the ground. Now, when I say press the big toe to the ground, that doesn't mean that we're lifting the pinky toes off or that we're rolling in. All four corners, the entire surface of the bottom of your foot is in contact with the ground while you're activating that.
Well, and I don't know if this is, you can cut this out if it's not right, but when I'm thinking about pressing my, like doing some of that stuff, I'm not thinking about the top of my big toe pressing it in. I'm thinking about that big toe, like that joint, and pressing that joint and that whole toe into the ground.
The whole bottom of the toe. Yeah.
The whole bottom of the toe.
Uh-huh. Again, it's flat. You're pressing it flat down. Yeah. You're not clawing it. So if you start doing just only the tip of the toe, you'll see a claw. Mm-hmm. And you know, the slight bend in the knee and that in standing in on one leg and working that and activating that, that's a good place to start and ask yourself, okay, what does that feel like? Learn what that feels like. Because when you are going through and running, it can be something that you connect with. You can think about, oh, am I activating that? Or am I just keeping it wiggled up? Am I lifting my big toe? You know, some people are lifting their big toe the opposite direction when they run. Or they're just, it's just loosey-goosey and doing nothing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any questions about that?
Well, no, but you know, it's so interesting because I have some seniors that come in for massage and like, you know, and there's one gal in particular who I've worked with for probably, I mean, she's probably come in for 15 years. I mean, as long as I've been doing massage in Kansas City. And she was older when she started. And so she's, you know, she's now well, like she's into her 80s and watching what's happened to her feet over and like as people get older and the mobility in the feet and especially in, you know, she started to have a lot of problems. And like, I also had read something the other day about, you know, a big reason that can contribute to seniors falling is because they lose the mobility in their feet and like, you know, the fallen arches and the feet flatten or they widen. And if you have senior people in your life, I think keeping your feet mobile as you get older is more important than we maybe realize.
So the big toe, we talked about it with running and it's providing stability, right?
Okay.
Well, the same thing is true for walking and balancing.
Yeah.
And so I've had a patient who just was born without a big toe and he's actually a runner, but we have to do a lot of modification and a lot of strengthening up of accessory muscles because he doesn't have that. I see even younger people who have that, it's called hallux valgus, but that's when that bunion, when the big toe starts to gravitate inwards.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just like, it's a little bit genetic, but then also over time. And you know, there's not a, once it starts to gravitate that way, you know, we're not really going to stretch it back to where it used to be, but we can prevent it from getting worse.
Yeah.
And when it is gravitating in like that, its ability to, even though you might be activating that muscle we've been talking about, the flexor hallucis longus, it's not in the correct position to be able to do as much for you, sure, for that balance and stability. It doesn't have the mechanical advantage anymore. Yeah. The worse it is, the worse that's going to be. And so the balance is absolutely 100% affected. So what we try to do in physical therapy when we see this starting to happen is, we go to wide toe box shoes. So you don't want to have that narrow toe box. And that goes for runners as well, having plenty of room for those feet to splay out. I like to do exercises where people take their toes and spread them out. And this isn't in standing. This is in, you know, seated position or laying down, where you actively open up those toes and spread those toes wide and then bring them in and then actively spread them apart. I think massage can be helpful for people. I'll do some active release with people when I notice the muscles that are tightening up, so we can prevent it from getting worse. And then there's also, and I don't want to say this out here, oh, guys, go get some toe spacers, but there are some silicone toe spacers. And you know, you don't necessarily have to run with them in or anything like that, but if you're noticing this, it might be good to be wearing them. It's, again, it's a preventative from things getting worse. To recap, what's the take-home message here? It's the importance of the big toe to your power when you're running, because it provides a stable base of support, and it as active also, it's a stable base of support for your glutes to do the driving, basically. That's the take-home message. So it is important. Be aware of it. Yeah.
It gets its own flag in my book. Thanks so much for listening. And remember,
we are in this together. Until next time.